But here's a sobering question you and I need to ask ourselves. We live in the most blessed land in all the universe, but where is America going? If you'd take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, there was a land that God raised up years ago, and God called that nation the land of Israel. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, Moses is getting ready to give, in essence, his farewell speech to those children of Israel, because Moses is going to soon walk off the scenes of time, and he's going to walk into eternity to be with the Lord. And when Moses comes to Deuteronomy 28, or when he speaks that we now know Deuteronomy 28 and following, Moses tells the nation of Israel, he says, I want to tell you what will happen if you obey the Lord God. I want you to know what will come upon you as a land, as a country, as a people. And Moses speaks to them very candidly, very lovingly, but very plainly what will come. But then all of a sudden in verse 15, he changes directions and he says, I also want to tell you what you can expect if you choose to ignore the Lord God. And in verses 15 through the rest of the chapter, Moses tells the nation of Israel what they can expect if they choose to ignore the Lord God. And so if you'll take your Bible and turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to ask this question. Are we a nation that is being judged for our ignoring God? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 and following, I want you to listen to what the Lord God says through his servant Moses unto a country, unto a nation that decides to ignore God. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine, the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And you can look on through the rest of this chapter, and you can listen to what God says. And then you come to the very last verse, or close to verse 63, and following, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you, to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The message that I'm going to share with you this morning is going to be a very serious message, because it's a question that you and I need to ask. Where is America going? Where is the land that you and I call the land of the free, the home of the brave? Where are we going as a land and as a country? Where are we going to be 15 years from now? What is going to become of this land that you and I can recall the greatest republic on the face of the earth? Because God makes it very clear to the nation of Israel, and he hasn't changed. He says, I want to tell you, Israel, what will happen to you if you will choose to listen to me. I'm going to promise, says the Lord, I'm going to set you on high, and you're going to be the talk and the envy of the world. But I'm also going to tell you, says the Lord, what will happen to you if there is a day and time in your life that you decide you want to ignore the Lord God. I'm going to tell you the things that are going to come upon you and come upon your land, and they're going to be actual, they're going to be real, and you will find that I have stood against you, in essence, says the Lord of God. So the question that you and I need to ask this morning is this. Are you and I suffering under the judgment of God on a nation that is ignoring the voice of the Lord God? You know, whenever you look at the fabric of our land, when you look at where we are, you and I find a country that we are $12 trillion plus in debt. I looked at the latest statistics last night, and it said we're $14.3 trillion. Every 20 seconds, a baby is aborted. 180 children are aborted every hour. 4,320 are aborted every day. 30,000 are aborted every week. 129,000 plus are aborted every month. And there are over 1,576,000 children aborted every year. And when you look in this passage of scripture in Deuteronomy, God says, I'm going to tell you what will happen to you when you choose to ignore me, says the Lord. And I'm going to share with you this morning what's going to happen to a nation that ignores the Lord God. Because God gives in his word a detailed account of where a nation goes that some days decide, we really need to be very considerate of all the other polygods that are here. We need to be user-friendly. We need to be open to all those who claim to have a God. There is but one God. And that God is the Lord God Almighty, the Jehovah God who created all that there was, all that there is, and all that there ever will be. But I want you to follow along in your outline because you and I need to understand and realize what the judgment of God is on a nation that ignores him. God told the children of Israel that part of the judgment is this. The nation under God's judgment loses the respect of other nations. God made that very clear in verse 16. He said, you'll continually go to the bottom and you won't be at the top anymore. You know, as at Israel's height, they were the envy of all of the people around them. People were absolutely petrified of them because they had at their access the sovereign God. People were afraid of them because they knew when they fought against Israel, they was fighting against the Lord God. Through the passing of time, though, Israel refused to listen to God. Finally, it came to pass that they weren't even a force to be reckoned with. If you recall, in the portion of the Old Testament, the nation of Israel became no more, in essence. They were scattered to the four winds of the world. It wasn't until May of 1945 that nation Israel, after 1,500 to 1,700 years, flew their flag for the first time in 1,500 years. God made it clear that he would scatter them if they ignored his voice. They didn't take God seriously, and they were scattered to the four winds. And in 1945, for the first time in hundreds of years, in a thousand years, they became a nation one more time. Why do I say that? Because the sovereign God remains the sovereign God forever and forever. And you see, God declared to the nation of Israel in verse 63, if you decide you don't want to listen to me and you want to ignore me, I'm going to tell you what I will do to you. It will please me to destroy you. I don't know if you look at America very seriously, if you look at the fabric of our land, but friends, there is no way to look at this land without realizing we are in serious trouble. You look at a land that is $14.3 trillion in debt. $400 to $600 billion a year alone go to pay the interest on that debt. What does that mean to you and me? You've got to pay that debt. Your children, my children, have to pay that debt. In other words, somebody's got to pay and might as well be us. And so what does that mean? That means higher taxes, lower devaluation of the dollar, and so many other things. But God made it very clear, and it all became one reality. There was a nation that one time they decided that they didn't want to listen to the Lord God. It is an affront to the nature of God to tell the Creator, I don't want to listen to you. Can you imagine the one who is sovereign, who gave you and me life, and who made this world? It is contempt to him to say, well, you know, I'll consider listening to you. But God made it very clear. And it's a very serious affront to the holiness of God. As a matter of fact, we live in a land that has taken God out of school. We've taken God out of government. We've taken God out of so many things. And it's been said over a period of a few years, let's take in God we trust off our currency. We're getting to be, and we are more and more a land that has and is ignoring the sovereign God. You never ignore the sovereign God without paying the price. God made it clear through the nation of Israel, I have the power to scatter you to the four winds of the earth, and that's no problem with the holy hand of God. God made it very clear. And what is so saddening is young people are dying at untold numbers. One insurance company some years back, they said this. In the 21st century, if things do not change, with HIV and with AIDS, America will not have enough manpower to man a sufficient army. Now get the picture. More and more people coming down with HIV and AIDS. And by the way, there's 19 million cases, sexually related cases each year, according to the CDC. In other words, where are we going as a land? And you see, all of it's because of a people that's decided they didn't want to listen to God. And not only that, but number two, the nation under God's judgment will raise up children who are rebellious and disobedient. You know, Israel began with godly leadership. If you look back at Israel, here they had Abraham, they had Isaac, they had Joseph, they had Joshua, just some of their leaders. Look back at the fabric of our early days and you read some of the writings of Washington, you read some of the writings of Christopher Columbus. Sometimes I read some of Christopher Columbus's writing, and he says more about God. He uses the name God in reverence and respect as he was traveling to this new world. And it's interesting. You don't hear that in public schools. You don't hear that, but when you look at their writings, you can see the providence of God, Abraham Lincoln, and you look at our early leaders, those who helped make this country what it is. I believe about 20 of our signers of the Declaration of the Independence had seminary degrees. I don't know if you know that or not, but they had seminary degrees. But God made it very clear to the nation of Israel, I'm going to tell you what will happen to you if you decide you don't want to listen to me anymore. And the same God is the same God for America as he is for Israel. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to your children and to your land. He says, your children are going to grow up and be rebellious. There are more young people involved in sex and homosexuality, Satan worship today than there ever have been in the history of the world. You know, but what's equally appalling is this. It's amazing how many Christian parents have stopped parenting. It is amazing how many parents don't parent biblically anymore. Now, I don't know what you believe, but my mother and father believed biblically that spanking was good. No, I'm going to correct that. They believed that whipping was good. Spanking was a light thing. You do, but whipping, oh, I never will forget. We just came out of VBS. And I never will forget one time in VBS, I got one of my worst whippings outside of just because of VBS. I don't believe it was my fault. It had to be somebody else's. But you hear these phrases, you're going to get one when you get home. And it wasn't a prize either. You knew what it was. But you know what was found out in our home and what was established probably in your home? There was a knowledge of who was dad, and there was a knowledge of who was mom. Case closed. Listen to me very carefully, parents and young parents. If you have not set the example for your children that you are the parent, you need to say, I'm the mom, I'm the dad, case closed. Because here's the reality. The Bible says there is a blessing in and upon that home where that dad tries to honor the Lord God, that mom tries to honor the Lord God. And the Bible says if you whip your child, you will drive evil far away from them. Did you know that? I tell you what, evil didn't live within 100 miles of my house. I mean, mom and dad believed that. They practiced it. And I look at my brothers and my sisters, and I think mom and dad saved it all for me. But listen, God gives you and me a true, his word. His word is true. And he says, I'm going to tell you how to have prosperity. You take me at my word. You do what I say, and you will always be at the top. Young parents, you may live around a lot of parents that use a lot of modern science and modern psychology. And there's a new terminology. Now, if you use this, please, don't know anyone that said this. But there is a new reality. Let's use our indoor voice or our outdoor voice. I've thought, now please, if you do that, I'm not saying anything disrespectful, but I'm just thinking if my mom and dad would have said use your indoor voice. But listen carefully. Our Heavenly Father loves us. Amen. He wants your children to experience the best. And listen, there is something powerful about a dad and a mom who sets the standard and who says, I'm going to be the dad, I'm going to be the mom. That's the way it's going to be. But he says, if you decide to ignore me and you don't want to listen to my word, you're going to have rebellious children and you're going to always have problems. As a matter of fact, we live in a world that is dominated by problems. And you think about all the things that are going on. And as a matter of fact, parents that are saying their children are out of control and children all involved in sexual promiscuity. Let me just give you a little idea of what sexual promiscuity and sex is doing to our health system. Do you realize the price that the health system is paying for promiscuity in our day and time? According to the Center for Disease Control, $17 billion is related to STDs. In other words, you're paying for that. I'm paying for that. And you, as a matter of fact, the Center for Disease Control said there's 19 million new infections every year. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Don't wake up right in the middle of what I'm getting. God is for sex in the right way. He is for sex with inside the bonds of marriage. But listen, God says you're not ever going to have prosperity and success as a person, as a community, as a land, if you ignore my voice. And God says it will please me to destroy you. Don't you dare think for one moment that God has stopped being sovereign God and that America is not destructible. And Billy Graham said this some years ago, we are always one generation away from heathenism. We can be destroyed. I can tell you this, it's a different America now than when I was a kid. Not only would your parents beat you, but whip you, not beat you. You'd feel like it was a beating. Your parents would whip you. Your neighbors had the right to do that too. Here's my child. They need it, get them. And you know what? You didn't misbehave even when mom and dad was gone. Because you know your neighbor was watching and they're loving you. And if they didn't whip you, they'd call on you. You know what I'm talking about. We're not beyond being destroyed. I remember saying some years ago in a message, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a day that another country flew their flag over the land that we call America. Because we are in debt, friends, and we are in pitiful debt to other countries. But not only rebellious children, look at number three. The nation under God's judgment is a nation of confusion. Listen, we've reached the point in our area where we're far more concerned about the dollar bill. Would you listen to me real carefully? God has never been more concerned about the dollar bill than he has been about morality in any generation. Listen, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It is a mark of a special people, of a holy people, that they are seriously concerned about moral integrity. It ought to be your concern that you are concerned about moral integrity and the fabric of our moral integrity as a land. Listen, here's the thing about it. We spend millions of dollars plugging into Head Start programs, and we spend billions of dollars to help the wildlife. But here's at the same time, and here's a doctor who comes in to a doctor's office and to his office, and here's a woman who's expecting a child, and he tells her how to take care of that unborn child so she can have a normal pregnancy. And then by night, he scoots out to a back alley someplace, other location, where he puts a saline solution in a little child in the back of their neck, and then he takes some forceps, and then he takes something else, and he cuts the limbs off of that little baby. The arms go off, the torso, and that baby comes out aborted. A wise man once said these words. He said, I notice that everyone against abortion or for abortion has already been born. God says to you and to me, speak for those who can't speak for themselves. You have an obligation. Can you imagine the 30 to 40 million babies that have been aborted in the United States of America, and here is the only thing they're guilty of? They have been executed. They have been murdered all because a mother was expectant with a little one. And she decided to abort the child. Now, yes, we always love the mother, but here's the reality. We're going to pay. Don't you dare think for one moment we're not going to pay. The sovereign God of the universe has decreed it so, and we will pay. You will pay. I will pay. Our children will pay. There is an indebtedness on each and every home. I think per child, per person in the home, family of four, for each one, it's better than $380,000 just on each person. Because God said, you decided to ignore me. We ask God to bless our land, and then we go around and do our own thing our own way. God says, I'm going to show you what it's going to cost you to ignore the sovereign God. Listen, friend, he isn't sovereign God for no reason. He is the sovereign, holy, omnipotent, high and lifted up God, and he expects worship from all he's created because he has created us to praise him. But the reality of it is, we are absolutely confused. We're a nation of confusion. You know, God makes it very clear in the book of Proverbs. You're to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. You're to have a voice and let your voice be in a vote. Listen to me very carefully. You and I need to stand on the biblical principles of Scripture. And there is neither independent Republican, Democrat, Democrat, independent Republican, or whatever. Listen, if you will read the book of Amos carefully, if you'll read the book of Hosea carefully, God deals with the land that ignores his word. And God told Moses, you tell them what I told you. If they want to listen to me, I'll bless them. But I'm here to tell you, politics will not get us out of trouble. There is no single politician on the earth, because here's the reality. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. And you have a responsibility. Not only that, but number four, the nation under judgment suffers from extensive diseases. If you'll look in verse 21, 22, 27, and 60, I won't read those. But here's what scientists are now saying. We have ways of detecting all sorts of diseases. But listen to the next statement. But curing them is another thing. In other words, we can detect them, but we don't have any cures. There are 30 known STDs that are absolutely incurable. In other words, your son or daughter gets that, there's no cure. Oh, they can medicate it, but they can't be cured. Not only that, but, you know, and it's even stated that, you know, in about 20 or 30 years, if something hasn't happened, AIDS and HIV and all the other diseases, we're going to struggle manning a good army. But here's the interesting thing about it. Read prophecy. Read Daniel. Read Revelation. And here is something noticeably absent in the Bible. You don't find America in the Bible. There are nowhere, when it comes to the end of times, and every person who deals in prophecy that is credible that I've ever listened to has said the almost same verbatim words, you don't find America in the end. Think about it a minute. Here's where we are. We're declining economically. Medicare Part A is in debt $36.7 trillion. Part B, $37 trillion. Social Security, add to that $106 trillion. A family of four has a debt load of $383,000 per person. And here's the picture. Get the picture of what $1 million is. $1 million in $1,000 bills, 4 inches. $1 billion in $1,000 bills, it's 300 feet. $1 trillion in $1,000 bills is 63 miles high. Multiply that 63 times 12, and you've got the indebtedness of the United States in trillions of dollars. And here's the reality. Government don't have money. Government takes the money from the people. There was a time when, I want you to listen, when time came that Israel couldn't pay their debt. So here's what their country said that lived around them. I tell you what, we're going to take your best laborers, we're going to take your skilled labor, and we're going to bring them into our land. That's going to be the way you pay your debt. Think about it a minute. How are we going to get out of debt? We owe China $798 billion. We owe Japan $746 billion. We owe the United Kingdom $238 billion. One professor said this, that the U.S. interest on its national debt is accruing at $41 million an hour, $690,000 a minute, or $11,500 a second. Listen, when you can't pay your bills, you don't get any more, and they're going to have to do something. So taxes increase, and listen to why God says it. It's all because you wanted to ignore me, says the Lord. You're going to find out what a price it is to ignore the sovereign of the universe. Friend, he never plays at make-believe. You can take out a $50 bill, $100 bill, and it's about like a $10 bill used to be, seems like. You see, God made a promise, and here's the promise to Israel. You ignore me, I will curse you. You ignore me, I will curse you. You know how we ignore God? We ignore God by not giving him worship. It is amazing how many people think, well, my life's my business. Here's the real truth about it. You and I don't have a life apart from God. We don't have a single breath apart from the God who created us. And you see, here's God's not saying, he's not saying, I don't want you to have the best of things. Matter of fact, he's saying, here's how to have the best. Because you're going to worship somebody. You're going to worship the Lord God, or you're going to worship your spouse, or you're going to worship your children, or you're going to worship money. You have been made to worship. And you are going to worship something. And God says, when you ignore me, that's a sign your worship has gone to something else. That's why so many people are in debt. Do you realize that in Stockton, California, it is the first city that I have read, it is the only city as of right now, the city is going bankrupt and the entire city has declared bankruptcy. And if it happens, then how many more will follow suit? But here's the reality. Here's what God says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. I want to read it to you out of the Living Bible. And I want to show you how relevant it is. Foreigners living among you shall become richer and richer, while you become poorer and poorer. Now, God's not, you know, you say, well, I see that happening. And I'm not saying anything of anyone from any other country, but here's the reality. God said, I'll allow other nations to come in. They'll buy up your property. They'll buy up your houses. They'll buy up your hotels, and they'll buy up your service stations, and they'll buy up your motels, and they'll buy up this, and they'll get richer and richer, and you'll get poorer and poorer, says the Lord, because you ignored me. I birthed you, and I gave you the privilege to be a country. And I know as I say this to you, you worship God, but it's a reminder to us that we as a land have to pay. You say, but I'm doing everything I can, and that's wonderful, and that's good. But here's the reality. We live in a sea of people who could care less. And that's why you and I need to stand ever more firmly and ever more seriously, and don't let somebody throw something down our throats. Listen, don't you let some pagan throw their God down your throat. Listen, you need to stand for the Lord God Almighty and not be ashamed of who he is, what he's done in and to your life. Listen, don't let somebody cram their pagan God down your throat. He is the sovereign God. He said, I will bless you if you honor me, and he makes it abundantly clear. His blessings will overshadow you. They'll come upon you. They'll come upon your family. Why? Because you have stood for the Lord God. And that's exactly what he does. Listen, why do you think Moses stood in the midst of people? Many of them were pagan. You remember they made a golden calf and believed in that golden calf. They worshiped that golden calf. And Moses made it clear that is absolutely wicked before God. And don't let somebody else cram their belief system down your throat. Listen, we have been established as a nation by one God. His name is Jehovah. His name is Yahweh in the Old Testament. He is the great I am, and you need to stand firm and stand lovingly firm. But here's the reality. We live in a sea of people who say, well, we need to be sensitive. Suppose I told my wife, and this is nauseating and sickening. I said, now, honey, you need to be sensitive to me. And I'm going to give you Friday night. But I'm going to be out and about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'll come back to you on Wednesday. Just be tolerant. You'll never find God telling you for one moment in His Word to be tolerant. He says, obey me, saith the Lord. And you know what happens when you find a people obeying God? His blessings come, His abundance come, and you think, I just got a raise. I don't know why I got a raise. I talked to somebody the other day, and they're so mad. And I said, what are you mad about? They say, I got a raise. No, they weren't really mad. They just tickled to death. They didn't expect a raise. And all of a sudden you think, well, why is it happening to me? Because you're serious about God. Listen, you make much of God, and God will make much of you. You make much of God in your family, men and women, dads, mothers, and God will make much of you. But the reality is, God told children of Israel, and a lot of them didn't. They just turned to other gods and pagan gods. And He made it very clear. And He said, one of the last things He said, they'll esteem wicked leadership. You know, one of the signs that a nation is under the judgment of God is by those who elected officials, whether local or state, or wherever those elected officials may be. Here's why. Because majority wins. Majority, where you got a majority of people who living ungodly, walking ungodly, God's going to let them have the leader they want. It doesn't matter who that leader may be, whether it's in a Senate or whether it's in a city council or whatever it is, or whether it's in national leadership. Here's the reality. And it is the Word of God. God says, I'll judge you by giving you ungodly leadership. You don't believe it? Look back in the Old Testament. Children of Israel got Pharaoh. Wicked, ruthless, mean-spirited. But here's what God said. I'm going to get me glory from him. He may not be mine. He may not listen to me, but I'm going to get me glory. And God got him glory. You see, here's the reality. There is a high price. I hope you get the picture. There is a high price to ignoring the voice of God. There is a high price to ignoring Him in your home. Some people come to my office and they want help. But just about as soon as I listen to them, they want help, but they want to ignore the Lord God. And I'm just here to tell you, there's no help if you ignore God. Because God didn't create you to ignore Him. He didn't create you to reject Him. And ultimate rejection leads to banishment. Is there hope for America? Yes, there is. And here's the reality. God told Israel, He said, if I close the heavens that there's no rain, and by the way, do you notice that God has closed the heavens that there's no rain? Muhammad don't control the sun, the moon. It's the Lord God Almighty. He said, if I close the heavens that there be no rain, here's what I will do if you'll listen to me. If you humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Turn from my wicked ways? Well, Lord, I'm not doing anything bad. I'm not gambling or stealing. Let me ask you this. If my wife was standing down here, and if I did it as a public example and said, let's just have a test, and I had my wife to stand right here, and I said, call my name. And I just stood like this, what would you say? Well, you'd say, I'd tell her to get a skillet. It is the height of rudeness and wickedness to ignore your God when He has given you absolutely everything at your disposal. What's the hope for America? My personal repentance, your personal repentance. The hope for America is Christians taking their role seriously. Not standing on the sideline. Not saying, well, I wish somebody would do something. So you know what? I'm going to exercise my wisdom, and I'm going to learn. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for my officials. I'm going to pray for those in office. By the way, do you pray for those in leadership over you? When was the last time you prayed for your leaders? Notice I didn't ask you if you agreed with them, if you liked every policy. The Bible doesn't say that. So have you rebelled against leadership? Have you rebelled against leadership by not praying for them? Well, I don't like them. Listen, you have a sovereign directive by Holy God to pray for those who have the charge over you. That is His directive to you. And here is how our land is healed. One family at a time, saying afresh, I take my Christian citizenship seriously. Do you know why we do what we do on Patriotic Sunday? To remind you afresh, you're not sitting there by accident. Hundreds and thousands of men and women gave their life. From the Revolutionary War to the Civil War to World War I, World War II, Korean War, Persian Gulf, they have given their lives. And God says, I want the redeemed to stand up and to say so. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's God's call to you. You're to be that godly Christian. You're to be that godly person. You're to be part of the hope for America. Pray for America. When was the last time you got on your knees and said, Father, I pray for our country. I pray for this land. I pray that you would bring about a revival, and whatever you need to do in me, that's your business. You see, don't be surprised. 25, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, where will America be? Will there be an America? Heavenly Father, You have blessed us abundantly as a land. And Lord, You have given us everything. And it's been because of You. And Lord, right here and right now, I acknowledge personally that everything that I have, all that You've entrusted to Your servant, I have because of the sovereign hand of God. And I bow in my spirit, in worship, in praise, in adoration to Your holy, wonderful, almighty name. I thank You for the gift of salvation. While I'm a citizen of this earth, You remind us heaven and earth will pass away. But there's coming a new land that I'm a citizen of because of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for those here this morning who may not be saved. They don't know where their home is. They do know, they just don't want to say it because they don't like what they'll have to say. Father, I pray for them. I pray for that man, that woman who needs to walk down this aisle. Confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, You're the sovereign. And Lord, Your word never changes.